This is Pro Blogger.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 195 of the Pro Blogger podcast. My name's Darren Rouse, and I'm the blogger behind ProBlogger.com, a blog, podcast, event, job board, and a series of ebooks all designed to help you as a blogger to grow your audience, to start an amazing blog, to create content that changes your readers' lives, and to make a profit from that blog. You can learn more about what we do at ProBlogger over at ProBlogger.com. Now, in today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about a tool that we've been using on ProBlogger for the last 18 months that has been incredibly useful to us, to me and my team, in both providing us with an editorial calendar, but also with the social media promotion of our content. The tool is one that you have probably heard of before because it does get mentioned from time to time in this podcast. It's a tool called CoSchedule. Now, we installed this tool about a year and a half ago now as our editorial team began to grow and as we became more organized with the way we planned our content, the way we scheduled our content, the way our team worked together, and also in the way we were sharing our content. And since that time, it's become very central in what we do. In fact, it's gradually taking over from some of the other tools that I'd previously been using to share social media content. Now, to help me run through this tool and to go deeper with it than I could, I've invited my team member, the general manager of ProBlogger, Lainey Galligan, onto the show to take us through what CoSchedule does and some of its features. Lainey will be familiar to many of you who've been to our events. She has directed our events for several years now and over the last couple of years has taken on more and more management roles at ProBlogger. She actually is our general manager now and manages the whole business of ProBlogger, but in the last few months has also taken on more of the editorial role at ProBlogger as well. And as a result of that, she's using CoSchedule every day, all day, every day. And she's able to tell you a lot more about the tool than I can. As you will tell from this interview, she loves this tool and she is doing things with it that I didn't even know it could do. So in this tool, we cover the following. We talk about what CoSchedule is. We look at how we're using it at ProBlogger, and in doing so, we actually talk a little bit about how we plan our own content. And then Lainey lists off her top 10 features of CoSchedule. Talks about what she does like about it, which is a lot, but also touches on a couple of little things that she doesn't like. And then we talk about the price of this particular tool, because it's not a free tool. It does have a 14-day free sort of trial, but then it goes on to a paid plan. And we talk about price and who we think the different plans would be suitable for. I don't think it's suitable for everyone, but I do think bloggers of all stages, there would be a case for it. And we get a little bit more into that today. Today's show notes, where we do link to CoSchedule and another link that we mentioned during the show, is at the show notes are at ProBlogger.com/podcast/195, and I'll also link to it in our Facebook group as well. Lastly, just want to be clear, we are an affiliate for CoSchedule, but we're not actually making any money from it. As we discuss in the show, they do have an affiliate program which enables you to reduce what you pay for the tool. So if you do have an audience that this would be interesting for, you can reduce how much you pay for your plan. I think everyone you refer to CoSchedule, you get 10% off the cost of the tool. And we've referred 10 people, so the tool is now free for us. And so whilst we do share it with an affiliate link, we don't actually get anything out of it. So this is not an affiliate play today. It's not an ad in any way. We just love this tool and we use this tool every day. And so we thought it would be interesting for you to learn about as well. So with that out of the way, let's get into this interview with Lainey Galligan talking about CoSchedule.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Hey Lainey, how are you?
Very well, Darren.
It's been 195 or so episodes, and I've not had you on the podcast yet, so it's time to get one of my team members on. Nice to have you on today. I want to talk to you about tools, in particular a tool that we are using, have been using for a while now on ProBlogger, CoSchedule. Do you remember when we first started using it?
Yes, I think it was about 18 months ago. So probably when I was first coming on to start doing the general management of the business, and we decided like we'd get a bit more organised with our scheduling, just because we had more team members involved in it as well. So yeah, it was about 18 months ago now.
All right. Now you know much more about CoSchedule than I do, and we'll probably touch on why that is a little later in terms of our personality types. But tell us a little bit about what the tool is for those who haven't heard of it before. How would you describe it in a sentence or two?
It really is an editorial calendar, but it's a lot more than that. So most people would just think, oh, editorial calendar, I can do that in WordPress with a plugin easily. It actually, they say it allows you to plan, publish, promote, and automate. And I think that's where its main strengths are, is that it's not just about scheduling your blog posts. It's about managing all the different types of content that you create, because we are like multi-content creators now. It's not just, you know, blog posts, we could have podcasts, we could be doing email newsletters, other marketing promotions. So it allows you to schedule all that content, see it all in one place, but also get the most out of the content that you're creating by promoting it. And I guess that's the really important part of it, because your job doesn't finish with just creating the post, right?
That's right. I think for me, the first ever editorial tool that I tried was a WordPress plugin, which showed me in a beautiful way, like the calendar that was upcoming and all the posts that were coming up. But that's, yeah, as you say, that's just part of the process, creating content. It's, you know, promoting that content and ongoingly promoting that content that most of the other tools miss out on. So who would you say that it is for?
It has different levels that you can have with the different plans. So it does actually aim at different types of content creators. So bloggers, for sure, when you're creating your blog posts, it's great just to keep yourself organized. I know those plugins that I've used previously as well, whilst I'll see things that I have scheduled in there, I'll see every single little draft that I started as well. And sometimes that's quite overwhelming and confusing. So this allows you to get a clearer look at what you've got coming up and what you've actually planned. For definitely multi-contributor blogs as well. So if you've got more than one author, there is some really good opportunities within, I think, the next plan up that allows you to have different team members in there, or allow you to have contributors as well, and just managing people's different content and the different ways that they create it as well. And then I guess just content marketers in general, whether that be, you know, a department within a company who have got control of every bit of content that's going out for that brand, as well as, you know, different promotions and things like that, different social media accounts, they might have lots of them. So it can scale up to suit different people, but it is really great, you know, at ground level for bloggers who just want to get a little bit more organized than what they can do within WordPress itself. Mm.
Yeah, I guess that was one of my big questions, is it overkill for just a single person blogger? We started using it when we had a team and we had, you know, two or three of us wanting to be able to access at once. Do you think there's user cases for single persons, bloggers?
I do, because of, I guess, the nature of social media. Different platforms are popping up everywhere. As bloggers, we're not just in charge of our, you know, our blog anymore. We have to be these content creators and curators across all these different platforms. So whether that be Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest and Twitter, you can actually, a lot of people are already going and using other scheduling tools to schedule content on those platforms. So, and they're doing that directly with them, or they're using apps to do that as well. Or even worse, they're not scheduling at all and they're just promoting ad hoc when they remember to. So having it all in one, and I guess as we talk more about the features, you'll get an understanding of why it's so powerful, is that you can just control, I guess, the content and the marketing of your content from one spot in one easy place, which has got to be great for the person who's doing it all on their own.
Yeah, for sure. And I think for me, you know, that the first time I started using a calendar, just the normal WordPress sort of calendar, that not CoSchedule, but other ones, it was just helpful for me to see the flow of the content that was coming up as well. And so even if you don't use CoSchedule, being able to see it a month out, you know, that I've got a case study coming up and then, well, I've got four case studies coming out. Maybe we need to change that up and add in a different type of content, or maybe we're focusing too much on this category and not that category. To be a little bit more strategic in that way is great. But, you know, I'm looking at our calendar now and I can look at the next month or so of content and be confident that we're covering the different categories that we want to cover on ProBlogger.
Yeah, for sure. I really like how visual it is and that we can see when something is still in draft, or we can see when something doesn't have social schedule for it, or we can use coloured labels to label things up differently for different types of content. CoSchedule also allows you to, I guess, create or put into your calendar different types of content. So a blog post versus a podcast versus, hey, I want to put a new email newsletter in here. And it's just a content type that then allows you to create. So you can actually see the different types of content that you're creating and to make sure that you've got a good spread. And I think we're starting to, I guess, fall into a good rhythm of the types of content that we create, the different types of content that we're creating for ProBlogger as well. And it's really nice to be able to visually see that and see, I guess, at a quick glance, the status of it as well.
Yeah, and you've color-coded it all beautifully as well, which makes it very impressive. I log into the calendar some days and I go, whoa, there's so much going on. It's quite overwhelming on some levels, but once you dig into it and you understand how you've set it up with your colors and your tags, it makes a lot of sense.
You're listening to ProBlogger.
Maybe you could talk to us a little bit about how we're using it on ProBlogger. Just give us a little bit of a rundown and then we'll get into some features that listeners might be interested in.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I guess one thing is that our planning for content actually starts off CoSchedule. So we still do spreadsheets, something that I apologize to you about all the time. But sometimes you can't get away from a good spreadsheet. So we do have a spreadsheet, which I guess provides the buckets or the structure for the different types of content that we want to create and when that's going to be published on a regular basis. And so we kind of brainstorm there and then decide, yep, are we going to go with that blog, that podcast topic? And it gives us an opportunity to see, are we covering the breadth of topics that we know that we need to cover across the different types of content that we produce?
Yeah, so it might be even be worth saying that we do this once a month, or we've just started doing it once a month, and our spreadsheet has Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we know that podcasts come out on Mondays, and Tuesdays a Facebook Live happens, and Wednesday a blog post happens, and then Thursday our newsletter goes out, and Friday a guest post happens on ProBlogger. And we kind of have these different days allocated, and we sort of brainstorm ahead of time what the actual pieces of content will look like.
Exactly. And once we're happy with what we're going to do there, I transfer that into CoSchedule so that we can see, right, this is what we've got coming up. And within CoSchedule, especially because we're a team and there's different tasks for different people to do, that within each of the pieces of content that you schedule into CoSchedule, you can have tasks and little messages and comments to each other when you're in that sort of, I guess, that team, if you're in a team plan, for example. So I can just say, hey, Darren, you need to do this and here's the link to it. Or I even put things in for myself, like when I schedule all of our social for Facebook, I have a list of the different types of things that I have to go through and curate or include in that schedule. And I've got those as little tasks as well. So that all happens within CoSchedule. It might be something that I move our guest contributors into as well, with our regular contributors, that may be able to give them direct access to CoSchedule too, so that we can actually more closely help manage the creation of the content, so making sure they know when their deadlines for drafts are and any notes and things that we have for them as well.
That's right. And maybe we should mention that this really all sits within WordPress, but also you can look at it all outside of WordPress as well. And so we've got it very much syncing with WordPress, and I use it within WordPress quite a bit. But also you can log in at CoSchedule, you know, their website as well, and see it all there.
That's right, yeah. So you can use it as an app on your desktop, and that's generally how I use it. I'm always looking at the overview, However, when I do schedule a blog post, I then continue with my workflow within WordPress, in the back end of WordPress, and go, all right, I've done everything. Here's the categories. We've got the metadata. And then you just go straight to scheduling the social messages for it as well, which is really great in terms of workflow.
Yeah. Okay, so let's whip through your top 10 features, and there's probably 20 or more that we could probably talk about, so we aren't going to cover every feature that CoSchedule has, but take us through your top 10.
For sure, and I'm discovering them all the time.
Yeah,
so
same. Yeah.
It's great. Okay, so look, the thing that I love the most is about how it integrates with WordPress, so just what we were talking about then. Now, when you go into your calendar and you decide, right, I'm going to write a blog post here, you can actually attach a Google document, a Word document, an Evernote note to that piece of content. So I say, this is my content. And I love that because I've been burned so many times writing a post in WordPress directly and something bad happens and I lose it. So I prefer to create my content personally in Google Docs. And it's great if you're, collaborating with someone on that, where you can review it and make suggested edits and everything like that. Once you're happy with it, you can actually then just press a button and it will convert it into a WordPress post for you. And that includes if there were any images in there as well. It pulls it all into your media library. It's a thing of beauty, really. I love how well it does that. And I guess the thing about that too is that I can create blog posts or drafts of blog posts without it actually creating drafts in WordPress until I want it to. So it keeps your drafts a little less cluttered. Sometimes that can look really overwhelming, or if you're just trying to see what have I got coming up and like every idea under the sun might be in there as a draft. This enables you to work on things and then when you're ready to convert them into WordPress posts.
Wow, so, I didn't even know it did that. Writing in Google Docs is going to change my life because I'm a bit old-fashioned in the way I do it, but that's great. Very cool.
Yeah, or even just a WordPress document. Oh, sorry, yeah. Word document. Yeah. Just a Word document. You can actually attach a Word document and it'll convert that as well when you want it to.
And it doesn't bring in all that horrible code that sometimes when you copy and paste out of those documents.
That's right. Yeah, it does it really cleanly. I've been really impressed with how well it does that. So that's the one top thing I love about it. And then I guess we've already talked about how you can schedule all your social in one spot. So again, in the back end of WordPress, once you've finished editing things, you can then go straight into creating your social posts. So I suppose something that we haven't really talked about yet is what CoSchedule actually allows you to do to create your social posts. So essentially you just click a button and say, right, when my post publishes, publish this message to Facebook, this message to Twitter, and this one to Pinterest, for example. So you create your different messages. Very easy, just as though you were actually in the platform itself. So you type your message up, it might be a link, it could be an image, you create that, and then you schedule it. So you can just say, yep, do it at the same time. Another great thing that it has is best time scheduling. So you can just say, post it at the best time between 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. and it'll do that for you as well. So you can create almost like a template, and it actually does allow you to create templates. So for our particular blog posts, we know that we're going to promote it straight away. And on Twitter, for example, we wait a few hours before it goes onto Facebook. We might tweet it again later that day. We'll tweet it the next day. And then we have a bit of a next week, next month schedule for our blog posts. So you can actually create those schedules and then save them as a template. And so when it comes to creating your blog post, you can just say, apply this template and then fill in the blanks.
And it's great. I'm looking at a post that we've got scheduled to go out. I think it's tomorrow or the day after. And there's 10 social messages already lined up. I can see that 4 of them go out tomorrow, 2 go out the day after, 2 the week after, and 2 the month after. And it's not like you had to write those 10 messages. You had to write a few of them. But once it's sort of set up, it looks after itself. And that immediate engagement on social media is going to happen. It's great.
Oh, absolutely. And you can edit every single message if you want to.
So you can change them up.
Got, Yeah, so the other really great thing with the whole template side of things is that they have social helpers, which are like almost like your merge field type things that you use. So it'll say, if you just put permalink, it'll add the link. If you add title, it'll pull the title in. If you put excerpt, it'll pull the excerpt in that you put in your blog post. And then you can create custom ones as well. So I know there's some things that we continue to, if I keep typing it all the time, hey, if you missed it last week, here's the, you can actually turn that into a social helper as well. And it's just a click of a button and it pops it in there. So you can automate quite a lot of this. And I guess the great thing about that is that it's set and forget. Like, you don't have to remember to keep promoting your content. It's just going to do it for you. And, you know, you can get so much out of a piece of content if you remember to keep marketing it well.
That's right. And this is all happening in WordPress. So you don't have to log out into another app. You can put your post in there, schedule it, and then schedule your messages all in the one sitting, and then it takes over. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. Just like that. So I guess we've already gone into my third favorite one, which is the template side of things. So doing all those social sharing templates, the helper text. We talked a little bit about workflow before. You can set up templates. So when I do my weekly Facebook content, I schedule 30 pieces of content. I sit down and I schedule it across the week. I have a template that reminds me that I need 7 questions and 6 of these and 5 of these, and I put them all in. They've all got placeholders within the schedule already. It's just a matter of going in and filling them all in.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is ProBlogger.
Something that I found recently, which I thought was pretty cool, it isn't necessarily something turned on as a default. You can actually apply it, is a headline analyzer.
This is great.
Once you've got your blog post set up in the calendar, you can actually, and you put your title in there, it'll actually analyze your headline for you. And I can tell that we need to do a little bit of work on ours because it seems to be stuck in the sort of the late 60s, mid 70s.
Gives you a rating out of 100. So yeah, 100. The one I'm looking at for tomorrow, we're rated 64. And so maybe we could tweak that one a little.
I think we could. I think where we fall down is the length of our headlines. It likes them to be a bit shorter. So it does give you a rating, but it also allows you to see how that rating came about based on your use of power words or emotional words or uncommon words versus common words as well. And they do actually have a PDF, we'll include it in the show notes, of emotional power and uncommon words that you could use in your headlines just to sort of get you out of the same old, I guess, and perhaps improve how well your blog posts perform. So just something really simple, but it's right there with your workflow. Oh, better check my headline. Oh, maybe we could improve that. So that's just something I've turned on recently.
I've also noticed that this is all again within WordPress, and there's a little link underneath it where you can get a full analysis of that headline, and it will take you to another page where it goes into even more depth about how your headline's going to look in Google, including the description, how it's going to look, it would look as in the RSS feed, how it would look in a tweet. So it actually gives you some more information if you want to dig in a little bit more about how it will look and some other suggestions there as well. So that's something I just discovered today too.
Yeah, CoSchedule are really smart about the level of reporting that they can give you. Some of them are only at the higher level plans that it's included, but it just allows you to make your content work harder. And I think that's just the smartest thing about this. So those are the sort of the plan and the publish things that I really like about CoSchedule. I guess where the real power comes in, though, is the sort of promotion and the automation of that promotion. We've already sort of talked about how the social sharing templates help you do that. But another really neat little thing. So if you're going to schedule a social message and you think, really, I should be sharing something from my Facebook page, but I'm just not sure what, there's a little button that just says share old post. And you click it. And you can go from last year, from the last 6 months, or there's a bit of a time scale that you can choose where that post could come from. And it shows you a list of posts that you've published previously, and it even gives you a little indication to say how popular that post was in terms of how often it was shared. So you can know, oh, that one actually performed really well. I'm going to share that one again. So I really like that one. I think that's great when you're just looking for maybe a bit of filler. If you think, oh, I'm not really saying much at the moment, it's a really easy way to just go, here, share some old content, make it work well. And that comes from, I guess, the top content report. So this is really great. When you log in and you're looking at your dashboard is telling you, this is what content you've got coming up. Here's some content that's performed really well in the past. So you can, again, adjust the time scale on that to see, you know, content recently or, you know, of all time. For example, we've got a post that we shared on social etiquette that has been like our most popular post in terms of how it's been shared across the different platforms. And so that's just a great way to say, oh, do you know what? That's a really good post. I should make sure that I share that again. And I'll talk about this a little bit later as well when we talk about requeue, but that's a really good thing. If you see something that's performing well, you can add it to your evergreen sharing schedule, which is called requeue with co-schedule.
The thing I like about that top content report is you can dig in a little bit and see where it's been shared a lot. So that post you mentioned was shared like crazy on Pinterest, which is unusual for a lot of our posts. So you can do that type of analysis on your types of posts that you've published and where they've been shared, which is really useful.
Yes, I've definitely looked at that previously and have been sort of surprised at some of the ones that perform really well on LinkedIn. So you can see different titles are enjoyed and shared by different types of audiences as well. So yes, definitely a good one to use to help you plan curation of your own content, I guess, as well, but also giving you an understanding of that performed really well. Let's write more of that.
Excellent. Let's go on to the next one, number seven. I think we haven't been giving out numbers, but that's number six just done. Seven is the next one.
We are up to number seven. So there is a Chrome extension. So as you're cruising around the internet and you read something interesting, you can just click the Chrome extension and create a social message right there and then, and it'll go into your social schedule.
And that's great. I just did that. I installed it this afternoon, actually, because I saw you mentioned. I was like, oh, I need to get that one. And so I shared one, and it was great. I used the best time thing. So you did mention best time before in terms of queuing up a social message. So best time basically looks at your previous social interactions and works out when other things have worked well for you in terms of timing. So, yeah, that was quite good.
That's right. Yeah, it looks for levels of high engagement. In terms of trying to get your own content shared, not just by yourself but by others, there is another little app that you can download through CoSchedule called Click to Tweet, and it just allows you to insert a Click to Tweet little cute little box right within your own content as well. So rather than just relying on social sharing buttons, there's other ways that you can get people, encourage people to share yours too, and I just thought that was pretty cool.
So is that where you add in a sentence that you think people might be inspired by, and then they click that and it tweets out that on their account? Is that that?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And it shares your post.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yep. Number nine, requeue. So we were talking about this just before. So requeue is an evergreen content scheduler. So if you've got content that's always going to perform really well, then you can create a social sharing schedule for that, like a calendar just for that. And so for the different platforms that you want to go out on, you can say for Twitter, you know, we want to go at sort of these times or only this many times in a day or a week or a month. It's very similar, obviously, to Edgar, which we use. And it will also schedule things in and around all of the other content that you're scheduling when you're creating blog posts and things as well.
So basically it's creating a library of tweets or Facebook updates, and then you tell it how often you want things to go out. Yeah.
That's correct, yes. Yeah. And one of the things, we haven't really used this much, we're just starting to trial it recently, is that if you've got a great post and you can see on that top content report that it's performing really well, there's just a little toggle, and you can just toggle it on to evergreen, and it will go, or onto requeue, sorry, and it will go into your library, and you've got your different categories and things as well. So you can group them all differently too. So you've got different groups of content, and you can say when they want to be shared too. So it's quite good in that it actually keeps everything together. So if you're creating social posts for your blog posts and podcasts and everything like that, then this schedules around those as well.
That's very cool. And to have it all in the one place, I think, again, is the thing that I love about this. We've got Edgar going at the moment, but Edgar's not talking to CoSchedule, and so to be able to have it all happening within CoSchedule so that those evergreen messages are not going to clash with the new messages that go out makes a lot of sense to me.
That's right. I mean, at the moment, we have created a template of sharing times that work around when we know things are going out on Edgar. So we're trying to coordinate those to make sure that they don't clash. But Requeue, I guess, is a bit more intelligent because it's within the same system and it can see when you've got other content scheduled as well.
How to build and monetize your blog. This is Pro Blogger.
And my number 10, Google Analytics tracking. So this isn't included in all of the plans, like the first plan it's not included in, but it really does help you with it. Look, is it all worth it? You know, is it worth sitting there sometimes for me, because I'm still getting used to things, I could spend maybe an hour and a half scheduling all of our social for a week, for example. And you just think, is it worth it? what CoSchedule allows you to do is integrate with your Google Analytics account. And what that will do is it will automatically add a UTM tracking link to every post that goes out via CoSchedule. And when you go into your Google Analytics and you look in the acquisition section and go to campaigns, you'll see that CoSchedule is in there. And if you click on it and drill down, you can see where exactly the traffic has come from. So whether it's been the Facebook page, the Facebook group, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, wherever, that will actually show up in your report, so you can see how well your social scheduling is actually generating traffic for you.
And this is gold, because a lot of people look at where traffic's coming to their blog and they see Facebook and they don't know where on Facebook it's come from. And previous to us using UTM codes in Google Analytics, we just saw Facebook. It was just like this massive collection of traffic. It could be from our page, it could be from our group, it could be from someone else's page. We never knew. But now we know at least our Facebook page has sent this much traffic through the UTM tracked links, and our Facebook group has sent this much as well. And we can even see other people who are using CoSchedule as well.
Right. Yeah.
So I can see someone in there at the moment. Their Facebook group sent us 3 visitors over the last month, which is kind of handy to know. And I can see on Twitter that someone that we know well used CoSchedule to share it on her Twitter feed as well. And so, that's really handy to know.
That's exactly right. So, yeah, we can see other people curating our content and sharing it via CoSchedule, which is cool. And, again, to be able to get those different results separated out from your general Facebook traffic, because when you look at Facebook under the channels, under your social channels, that doesn't include your CoSchedule traffic. So you have to add those together so you know. Yeah. So it's really good to be able to, I guess, measure your efforts and making sure that you're getting a return on it.
That's right. Okay, so we've kind of raved and gushed over CoSchedule there. What and maybe just to bring a bit of balance to it, what don't we like about it? How could they improve it? One of the things I will say about them is that they are adding features constantly. Getting messages every time I log into CoSchedule about something new that they've added. But are there things that we want to see that we get frustrated with?
I think this is a cool thing, but sometimes it annoys me. The fact that you can actually tag someone as you're creating a social post. So for example, in Twitter or Facebook, so I might want to tag somebody, you can use the @ symbol and it'll generate it just like it does on the platform itself. And their name pops up and it's like, great. And you can click on it and you know that that's actually going to tag them when that post goes out. Sometimes it can't find them. It can be a bit frustrating and you have to sort of try different things or separate their name out a bit or put it together. And sometimes it can never find them even though I know they exist. But, you know, at least you can actually tag them and schedule it to do that as well. Sometimes when we're talking about being able to view the social schedule in WordPress in the back end, sometimes I can't scroll to the end of my schedule. I can't actually scroll any further. I don't know if that's got anything to do with the amount of other stuff we've got in our WordPress back end that might be taking up a bit of real estate. But look, if it does happen, then I just flick back into the app itself and just do it there. Oh, speaking of apps, they've actually got a new iPhone app now. So you can actually schedule on the go from your phone, which is great. So yeah, speaking of apps. So maybe that's number 11. They have an app for your phone.
That's good.
And I guess for me, being really visual as well, I like to see the big picture. And with CoSchedule, the calendar view, you can decide whether you want to see 4, 5, I think maybe 6 weeks. That you can choose. But I would like to see kind of months at a time sometimes, or just the entire month from start to finish. It usually kind of starts halfway through. I haven't quite figured that out yet. But sometimes I get a little bit frustrated that I can't see more at once, which is when I go back to the spreadsheet and I get the overview anyway. But it's just a little thing. But I think it would be great if you were able to customize a little more how you viewed your upcoming content.
Yeah, I think they do it on they start on a Sunday and they end on a Saturday. So they add in extra days or...
You can change that too. Mm. You can change the day that it starts on. Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah. But what I'm not sure of is if I change it to the way I like it, do you have to see that as well?
Yeah.
Or can you change it to the way you like it as well? I'm not sure. Maybe we can experiment with that one.
Yeah, we might have to try that. So overall, though, I mean, they're fairly minor things. They're probably little glitches. And it may also be that we've got a fairly large archive of 8,000 posts in the back end of ours. So it might be churning through a bit of extra to get through it all. But it seems like a very powerful tool. And as you said before, we're discovering new things all the time. And that's partly because they're adding in new features, but also there's a lot to dig into there. One of my questions for you is there much of a learning curve? And potentially, is it going to suit certain types of people more than others, personality-wise? And I'm asking that with an agenda.
Yes. Look, when I first started using it, it was actually Stacey, who was editing at the time. She had used it personally for her own blog, and we were looking at it, and I went, this is great. I love it. And we were just such little nerds looking at it together, getting excited about the pretty colors and everything. But even then, like, I would still find it quite overwhelming to look at. I guess when you've got a whole bunch of social messages scheduled and there's different colors and you're not intuitively understanding what the different colors mean, it can be really overwhelming. One thing that CoSchedule does allow you to do is to filter what you're looking at. So if you just want to look at blog posts, you can do that. Or if you just want to look at Twitter messages, you can do that as well. So it can adjust quite well to those different personality types. Like, whilst I liked all the pretty colors, sometimes it was just a bit much for me. And it took me, I guess, a good few weeks to start to understand what I was looking at and how it worked. During that time, CoSchedule brought in a few little cool things. Like, if you hovered on the blog post that you were looking at, it kind of animated and highlighted the social posts that are associated with it. And that made it, for me, a lot easier to see what was going on as well. So there's little things like that. I know that you've probably been a little bit in the overwhelm camp when you go in to have a look at that as well, which is why I've pointed out the filtering things to you before as well, so you can sort of just shut down the things that you don't want to see so you can get the information out that you do need. So look, in terms of learning, it's all fairly intuitive. It's not that hard to learn, and it is pretty customizable to your own preferences as well.
Yeah, I am not a structured person, and that won't be a surprise to anyone listening to this who's listened to more than a couple of episodes. And so as a result of that, it does feel a bit spreadsheety and a bit organized for me, but it's what I need. And so if I didn't have the structures in my life, I don't think I'd get much done. And so this is the type of thing that I've had to force myself into. And every week I'm learning a new tool and I'm learning a new feature and I'm learning how to shut down things, which is really useful. I guess I would like it almost that if I could log into it and only see from the start certain things, maybe I just need to learn how to set it up a little bit better. But it can be a bit overwhelming, but I think it's well worth persisting with and I'm seeing the power in it more and more.
Oh, for sure. And I think it is friendlier than a spreadsheet in that, you know, if you go into a blog post, we can have a conversation in the sidebar, or I can have notes there for you, or a set of tasks assigned to you with due dates.
Which I then ignore.
Yes, you're very good at that.
Yep.
But it does allow you to have a more of a collaborative approach to that content than just a spreadsheet. And for that, I think it's really great. Again, if you're working with teams, but even if you're just working on your own, there's so many things that you need to remember. And I think it's great to, you know, have a set list of tasks, even if it's something as simple as when I create a blog post, I will, you know, check the headline, do this, do that. Don't forget to make the to select the category. Don't forget to set the featured image, all those little things that you've just got. And you can, it's so satisfying to tick those little boxes off as you go if you're that kind of personality type. So it makes you feel productive and in control, and you are being productive because you're actually creating content, and there's lots of things in there that supports you to do that. So I think as you become more consistent with it, it helps you to be consistent and I guess more prolific, I guess.
Yeah, and I think it's also about habits as well. And this is one of the things I realized when I started the podcast and I was setting it all up myself. I needed a system. I needed a pattern to follow to be able to get those podcasts, those 31 podcasts up in 31 days. And so I created a little to-do lists and I was able to check it off every podcast. And after 15 or so podcasts, I didn't need the to-do list anymore. So if you're trying to get into the habit of social sharing, of checking your headlines, of optimizing your posts in different ways, I think co-schedule could be really useful in that regard as well.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
So let's talk a little bit about how much this this amazing system costs. It's not a free tool, although there is a 14-day trial, so you can certainly test it out for free.
That's right. So when you go onto the site and look at the pricing plans, it says it starts at $30 a month. That's for a marketing calendar or like a blogging or solopreneur calendar. But there is actually a solo standard package, which is one step back, which is $15 per month, or $19 if it's month by month. We're talking in US dollars here. And it's available for one user. You can have up to 5 social profiles on it. You get access to the calendar and social scheduling. There are restrictions on the integration, so you can't integrate with Google Analytics or with Google Drive or Evernote, for example, but you can still create your content in there. You can still schedule it. You won't have custom templates for social sharing or task management. It's just, I guess, a much more slimmed down version of what we've been talking about today, but definitely a great place to start if you want to go further than the 14-day trial. But otherwise, you're starting at $30 a month or $39 month to month. That's going to give you, again, still, you know, you've got your one website with the calendar, your 10 social profiles, and you'll be able to do most of the things that we talked about today, other than customize workflows for tasks and things like that with a team, because that's not a team plan as such. And then we're on the next one, which is the team marketing, which is $60 a month or $79 month to month.
And I mean, I think starting out on that standard plan would give you a lot of the features, and in some ways it would be a good place to start because you've got less things you can do, which means you're probably going to be a little less overwhelmed by it as well.
So with those standard and solo marketing plans, they don't include Requeue, which we talked about, so you can actually add that on. It's $30 a month if you're solo and $60 if you're the team, That's another 30 if you're the team as well. So it is an add-on. If you go to the pro levels, it's included.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess the big question that a lot of our listeners are thinking through is, you know, is it worth it? Is it going to pay for itself? And this is one of the things I always ask myself when I'm looking at a tool like this, how am I going to make that money back in some way? And do you think it is going to be worthwhile? And it's probably going to change from person to person, but has it been for us?
In terms of saving time, absolutely. Yeah. Just in time saved, where I can then use that time doing something else that's creating value for the company, for sure. So it really helps you to streamline your efforts and allow you to, it's like an opportunity cost, really. It just is save that time, use it somewhere else to be valuable. I guess as well, it's ensuring that the time that you do put into creating content is maximized, like marketing it to its full potential. And one of the things that we're definitely looking at, so when I do our weekly schedule on Facebook, one of the types of content that I'm making sure that we regularly have in that schedule is optimized content. So evergreen content that we know will drive revenue for us in some way, whether it's promoting a product or promoting an affiliate offer, for example. Just having that on a bit of a set and forget type thing that you just know that it's just passively going to be working away for you definitely allows you to have that return on that investment in that tool. And it isn't a huge outlay each month. One of the things you can do is become an affiliate for CoSchedule. It's not a monetary reward, but you do earn credits as discounts towards it. So you can essentially end up using it for free.
Yeah. And it's probably worth us disclosing that we use an affiliate link for CoSchedule when we mention it on the blog, but we've already earned, like we've already paid for itself. So we maxed out, we've referred 10 people. So we get it now for free by having referred those 10 people. And so that's one way to cut down the costs if you do have an audience that might be interested in it. I think for me, if I was a new blogger just starting out, if I already had tools for a library of resharing evergreen content, if I already had a system in place for sharing content, if I already was using spreadsheets for an editorial calendar, I guess I could probably say maybe it's not worth it because I'm spending the money on some of those other tools or I've already got systems in place. The only reason I would switch to this if I had all those things in place is to have them all in the one space, and that certainly is going to save me some time, and so that's where I'd be headed. But if I was a blogger starting out who didn't have any of those tools in place but wanted to step things up and wanted to get some systems and some automation in what I was doing, then this would be a tool that I would definitely be doing the free trial of, if not going a step further. Yeah,
agree 100%. And look, even if you are already using other paid tools and different systems and things like that, it is worth doing the math and figuring out, well, hang on a minute, I'm paying this here, that there, this over here. I could all be doing this in one place and it would cost, okay, this much, and just comparing those sums as well.
Yeah, and I think even comparing the cost of CoSchedule for us, if we were paying for it, as a new user, we would be able to cut out a couple of the other services and probably be paying less, as I look at it. In terms of their support and how they're upgrading what they're doing, they've been fairly responsive with us, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Their support's always, responsive and friendly. They've got a good ticketing system through email. You can contact them directly through the app on your desktop. And it all goes into email, so there's a record of your conversations with them there. And yeah, they've always been friendly and helpful, and there hasn't really been anything that they haven't helped me figure out. It's usually just me not knowing what to do. Like, where do I find this? How do I integrate this? Why isn't this showing up? So, for example, when we just moved the podcast over to the same install as the blog, I was really excited about that because I wanted to see all the podcasts on the same calendar as the blog, live in real time. And they didn't show up. And I'm like, oh, why aren't they showing up? And it was just a process that I had to go through to enable things, custom post type, click this, do that. And there we have it. Yeah. They're there now. It's very exciting.
And it's working beautifully. All right. I think we've kind of covered enough off there. We will link in the show notes to CoSchedule. And, yeah, I guess if there's any other questions that listeners have, they can chat to you in the Facebook group. You're very active in our ProBlogger community Facebook group. And if you've got any other feedback or other suggestions of other tools that do this type of stuff for you, we're all ears on that as well. Thanks, Lainey. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Darren.
This is ProBlogger.
I hope you enjoyed that particular interview and check out CoSchedule. As I say, we do link to it in today's show notes at problogger.com/podcast/195, or you can just Google CoSchedule, CoSchedule, or go to CoSchedule.com where you will find it as well. But we do link to that PDF in the show notes as well on some of those keywords that you can use to increase the effectiveness of your headlines. We link to that in the show notes as well. Lastly, head over to our Facebook group, problogger.com/group, where we do link to all of our new podcasts. So it's a great way to subscribe to the podcast, but also we share new posts on ProBlogger, and there's so much discussion going on in there. It's actually getting so active now that every morning I get up and spend a good half an hour reading through what has been discussed while I've been asleep. So there's some really good stuff happening in that group. Again, that's at problogger.com/group. And I really do appreciate everyone who's been active in there. Lastly, if you've got a moment and you're listening on iTunes or another podcast network like Stitcher, please leave us a review. It does help us a lot, gives me a lot of energy to read those reviews, but it also helps us to be found by more people. And I appreciate those reviews that are being left. Thanks for listening today. Be in touch with you in the next week with episode 196. And if you've got any ideas about how we should celebrate our 200th episode, let us know as well over on the show notes or in the group too. Thanks for listening. Chat with you next week.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
This episode of the ProBlogger podcast was edited by the team at Podcast Motor, who offer a great range of services, including helping you to set up and launch your podcast, as well as ongoing editing and production of the podcast that you produce. You can check them out at podcastmotor.com.